Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Taos resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the majority of our children lack communication and listening skills and are not physically fit because of smartphones, computer games, and television. For many children, physical exercise is non-existent. Now, why is that? This is part one. According to an August 2018 Pew Research study, 95% of teens have access to a smartphone, and 45% say that they are online almost all the time. Nearly three-quarters said they routinely check for messages as soon as they wake up, and 56% said they feel lonely, upset, or anxious when they do not have their phones with them. An earlier Pew study found that an average teen sends 50 texts a day, or 1,500 a month, and many send over 100 texts a day, or 3,000 a month. Girls tend to text more, while boys play games and surf the internet much of the time. Now, a Kaiser Family Foundation 2010 study said that the kids between the ages of 8 and 18 spent more than 7.5 hours a day on screens, more than 53 hours a week. The study found that kids who spend more time on screens usually get lower grades in school. Well, folks, that's kind of understandable. When children exercise, run, play, ride their bike, swim, ice skate, climb trees, increasing blood circulation, which increases mental awareness. Plus, instead of reading a book or doing homework, children are focused on sending texts or watching television. A Swiss study of over 700 teens said excessive cell phone use may be linked to memory loss. As an educator, I have observed that when children watch too much television or cell use, there is no reinforcement of memory work. Children are not compelled to listen. They can tune in or tune out. Mary Howell, an Elliott Early Intervention Program development specialist, has seen homes with few traditional toys like blocks, Legos, coloring books, or dolls, and action figures. The kids are on iPads or watching TV. They aren't connecting with each other or with adults. Now, the next time you go into a restaurant, observe families. There is not much communication. Even the adults are using their cell phones. From childhood to their teens, kids are glued to their cell phones, TV, or lost in another world playing habit-forming violent video games. What will be the effect on their well-being? It is definitely impeding their development. Check out teens standing around in groups, staring at their cell phones, rather than talking to each other. Now, folks, are we raising a generation of smartphone zombies, many of whom become addicted and may develop serious issues like sleep loss, depression, fractured friendships, broken romances, and obesity? I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view. Now, part two will be next week.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.